Welcome to Shasha Voices, where we explore the journeys of inspiring individuals. I'm your host, Valerie, and today we're diving into the story of Ongwae, a proud alumni of Shasha Network who has recently embarked on her journey in biomedical engineering and social entrepreneurship. Join us as we uncover Ongwae's remarkable journey, filled with challenges, triumphs, and insights that have shaped her path to success. So without further ado, let us hear from our extraordinary guest on Shasha Voices. So hey, Ongwae, I hope you're doing well.
Hello, Valerie. I am well. How are you doing?
I'm quite good myself too. So to start us off with, I'm just going to ask if you can tell us a bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. So I am Ongwae Mukamba. I am currently based in Zimbabwe. And I'm studying biomedical engineering at the University of Zimbabwe. Outside academics, I really love social entrepreneurship. I love singing as well. And I do a bit of karate to just keep myself fit. Yeah.
That's quite interesting. What belt karate do you have?
Right now, I have orange.
Ooh, okay. Okay, we see you.
Okay. I'm still a baby.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. That's quite interesting. Yeah. All right. So I guess my next question would be, why biomedical engineering and why the interest in entrepreneurship?
Okay. I'll start with the interest in biomedical engineering. And so growing up, I've always wanted to create something. You know, I thought one day I'll have an invention in my name. You know, that's what I grew up feeling.
Ooh, okay.
Then also, when I would be asked, what do you want to do when you grow up? I would say, I want to be a doctor because I thought it was cool, right? Until I thought, will I be able to manage being around patients, injecting them or doing surgery or, you know, all of that hospital work. And I thought, that might not be for me. But, you know, So my journey to discovering if I wanted to do biomedical engineering or not started when I was in Form 4. And basically I've been someone who loves researching because, I think my parents have really encouraged me to do so because they'll always ask me, what are you doing and why are you doing it? What do you want to do and why? So it always prompted me to research before I could give them solid answers, right? So I would go to this internet cafe and, you know, just be browsing through the internet, and I came across the term biomedical engineering. I thought, oh, this sounds cool. Let me research on it and, you know, let me dig deep and see if it's interesting. And yeah, it was interesting because with biomedical engineering, I get to solve problems, which is what I've always wanted to do. I get to create solutions, and also I get to solve for patients and in the medical field. So you know, it's kind of merged everything that I've been interested in career wise, right? And then talking of entrepreneurship, social entrepreneurship, I would say. So I think I was in Form 4, and I wanted some money to plate my hair. My mom said, no, I'm not getting money to plate your hair. And so I thought, what if I bake something and then I sell it, then I get extra cash, right? So let me do some biscuits at home, homemade biscuits, and then I'll sell them at a conference. It was a church conference. My mom gave me the recipe. I did the biscuits. Guess what? I only sold 4 biscuits.
Why
is my stuff? Honestly, that was heartbreaking. I mean, I was just trying to make things work for me, right?
Yeah, and
and people were not buying, you know.
Oh no! I can only imagine the feeling behind that.
No, right? Yeah, with all the hard work, and so it was a setback. But I think it also got me on a path of just wanting to explore how running business would look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been involved lately in organizations that reach out to people. Particularly, it's called the Zimbabwe Young Christian Students. So we go out to high schools or to areas that are particularly in need, and we help them out. One last time, we went to Jairus GD home for the elderly, and we built them a pigsty over a period of like 1 week. That means we had to do all the dirty work. We had like two professional builders, but we did the dirty work ourselves, and I really enjoyed it. Now, coupling that with wanting to get extra cash, you know, right? I thought,
but
okay,
I think the hands-on experience must have been quite, you know, quite good.
It was a very good experience for me. And so I thought, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur, but what type of entrepreneur do I want to become? And so because I really love researching, you know, I started looking into different types of entrepreneurship, and I found myself in social entrepreneurship, and it really merges also with my other interests. And yeah, that's how I got to find out.
Okay, that's quite interesting. So maybe to backtrack with the biomedical engineering, can you tell me how the university life has been so far? What have been the upsides? Also, what are some of the challenges you're experiencing in terms of your studies?
Okay, the upsides, I would say, I like how the field gets so much into the future. We get to learn more about how we're going to apply our skills that we're learning today into the future, and we just learn because, oh, okay, like 3 years ago this technology was here and that's what we're learning. No, so for this field we really have to be, you know, keep up with the speed of technology so that we are relevant, right? And I really love that about my lecturers, because they're always, you know, getting us ahead, right? Though the downside of it is I had a major module last semester.
Ooh.
And that wasn't nice. That wasn't nice. I wasn't expecting it. So yeah, that has been a setback so far.
Okay, I hear you, and I can only also imagine how the feeling behind it is not nice, obviously. But okay, all right. How would you say? Because you mentioned the whole module thing. How did it like really impact you, and what would you say helped you move on, or what was your way forward from it? So how do you really look at challenges?
Okay. So when I first received the news that I had failed, I thought, oh my God, how did this happen? Like, I thought everything was on track, and I always told people, oh, your academic performance does not define who you are. And now it was time to tell myself what I've always been telling others. And it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as an academic and as someone who's just been doing academics, of course, I do have other things, but that's what I've been mainly focusing on. It really crumbles down everything, because I feel like, oh my God, like, how did this happen, you know? And also, it's a tough module, and having to redo it again, you know, after thinking that I'd put in all the work that I could.
Yeah.
Right? And so, yeah, it's been a learning journey for me, and I'm really grateful for it, because now I can, I was just reflecting a few days ago, and I realized, oh, I haven't been really examining myself lately, because I lost my journal. I journal a lot, and I lost the journal. Okay. Someone stole it, and so I didn't get back on track on time to check what's going on, because now reflecting back, I thought, okay, maybe it was the techniques that I was using to study, maybe it was the people that I was engaging with and the conversations and everything, you know. Everything just compound, and you don't see it when it's happening, you see the result. So, you know, something went wrong along the way, but I didn't realize it, right? And so Yeah, that has been a very good learning curve for me, having to unlearn certain habits, certain traits, certain techniques, and relearning new things and thinking, okay, let me do things another way. And it
Yeah.
might actually, yeah.
So from that, because earlier on you mentioned how you'd advise people on, after they've gone through some academic misses or something like that. Do you think there's a difference in the way you advise people now, when they're, navigating similar challenges?
Well, I think now the difference is that I can now relate, right? As
Okay, yeah.
different from encouraging someone and empathizing with them, right? And now I know what it means and how it feels when people say, "Let's start it all over again." I didn't understand until recently. And it's very easy to just tell someone, "You can turn on a new leaf and start all over again." But it's not as easy as it sounds, right? So now I'm able to tell people from a point of understanding what it means to start all over again, what it means to redo some stuff, right? What it means to say, okay, it doesn't define who you are. Because I had to tell myself, well, why, you know what? You have failed this module, but you have not failed on life. And
Ooh,
honestly,
that's deep.
yeah. Because I had
That's
to get back on track well on time. If I hadn't done that, I might as well have given up on the whole biomedical engineering field, and that wouldn't look nice, right?
Yeah. No, that wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I think you highlight something important on, you might have failed the module, but you didn't fail at life. So you shouldn't like look at that one specific thing, as a life thing, which is quite
Yeah.
profound actually.
Yeah.
I guess we can move on to how has your university education expanded your perspective on, potential career paths and opportunities? Are they things that you see that you can do with biomedical engineering and also with the social entrepreneurship part? Is your university education helping you grow within all these aspects and interests that you have?
Yeah, I would say it is. And particularly, I would say my network, which is not very big as it sounds, but the people were also helping me to grow my perspective. But I think last semester we had a conference or a seminar with some people who are into biomedical engineering who are in Zimbabwe, right? And so we had three speakers on the panel, and only one of them had actually trained to be a biomedical engineer initially. And then the rest of them were coming from mechanical engineering, electronics engineering, and the people who had later on found their passion in biomedical engineering and transitioned. And one of them, I think, particularly Einstein Makuyana, is an entrepreneur and is also an engineer. So, getting to learn from him and how he's managing, to balance between being tech savvy and being entrepreneurial, right? Because also both of them definitely take up time, right? And there's need for a balance. So that experience really helped me to expand my perspective on, okay, so now I can easily merge this passion for entrepreneurship and my degree program, like what I'm studying right now, and even use it in the future. So, yeah.
On the future part, how do you hope to then like use it? Do you intend to merge it or what do you think the future really looks like, looking at your particular interests?
Yeah, definitely. I would merge it, and I'm still learning how to do that, right? But as an engineer, I'm looking into latest technologies, and I'm also looking into growing fast. I'm hoping I'll be able to do that. It's easy to say, but it's really hard to keep on track with everything that's going on around, and you know, as someone who's is interested in entrepreneurship and particularly impacting people, I would definitely go out and educate the young people. And I also had an opportunity to do that. I think in March, sometime in March, there's an organization called Youth Talk. So they go around schools doing career fairs, and in March they went to St. Dominic's Shawasha. And so going there and, you know, educating young girls on engineering, telling them the possible things that they could do, it was really a great joy. And I thought, oh, you know, this would also be interesting, partnering with organizations like this as an individual to go out and actually make an impact to these young kids. Because interestingly, it's a new field in Zimbabwe, and the first stream that's being trained at the University of Zimbabwe is only in their fourth year. They're going to graduate next year.
Right? Yeah, that's quite big.
So it means not a lot of people would really know about it. So now my job is to go out and, you know, educate people and hopefully grow the field. Yeah.
That's quite big. And that's going to be, you know, a tribalizing thing, because, yeah, teaching people about something that they are not quite aware of. And I think awareness in literally any aspect is vital and important. Earlier on, you mentioned something on your network. So I think we can just talk about networking and mentorship now. So would you kindly share your experiences with mentorship and impact, and maybe how it has had an impact on your personal and professional growth?
Okay. I'll first talk about networking. So something, networking and mentorship, something that I really learned from Shasha Network, and I'm very grateful for that. And so, you know, initially I'll just get into a room and find out who can help me with anything that I really need immediately. And I'll get their number and get out. But I really learned from my mentor. I take her as a mentor. Her name is Shalom Gorero. And so she said something that was profound. She said, you know, relationships are a give and take, right? So you cannot expect to take anything from someone that you have not given anything, right? They're most probably just going to think, oh, that kid is big, and what does he need this time around? And so it's also not healthy to just be taking from people, you know, just connect with people because you need something from them. And now I'm at a point where networking is more of who can I help right now, who needs my help, or when I look at someone who's big and I think, okay, they can actually help me with something, but what can I give them in return so that I'm not just taking from people, you know, but I'm also giving. Even if I wouldn't get anything from that person, I would have really done, you know, a great thing. Then about mentorship, I think it's also the same thing with my I'm also trying to get mentors who can help me, but also what I could give them in return. And and I think I'm also looking into finding a professional mentor with environmental engineering, so that, you know, they can really help me get into what it means right in the field. And so far my mentors have really helped me to grow, to see things that I wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Yeah, true. I think that's quite big, because I think without mentorship or without a network in general, you know, if you don't know something, you're not thinking about, you know, maybe future ways to solve a certain problem, or so, you know, you can't fix what you don't know, or you can't find solutions to something you don't know. And I think, I think you touch on a very important topic there as well. So, so what would you then say, looking forward, you are looking into doing? So maybe as we wrap up and as we look into ending the podcast, what are your future plans? What are your aspirations? Where do you see yourself? I know it's like a very cliche kind of question. You know how people say, oh, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? But yeah,
and then you're talking in love with me. Yeah,
exactly.
yeah,
You're like, oh, I don't even know what I want to do tomorrow. So what alone in the next 5 years? But yeah. Give us a bit.
Okay. So let me just try to categorize it. Speaking of biomedical engineering, I'm seeing myself in really solving problems, but most importantly, dealing with current technologies. So right now, I'm trying to not just concentrate on my studies, formally, but also try to look out for courses in artificial intelligence, Web3, cryptocurrency, so that I get to know what's going on, and I get to also learn earlier how I could apply this, get the skills earlier and apply them in the field, even if I'm still a student, and that's the same with entrepreneurship. Even if I've tried to sell one or two things and I've had one or two experiences, I'm also looking into expanding my knowledge, on the subject matter. So that I'm not just talking from a point of passion, but I'm also talking from a point of knowledge. It's different when you're just passionate and when you know exactly what you're doing and what you're talking about, right? So that's what I'm concentrating on. And in the future, I also see myself merging now the entrepreneurship and biomedical engineering, maybe looking into hospital machinery and, definitely coding or programming. I would say programming, because most of these hospital machineries can actually be transformed from just mechanical to mechanical and electronic, some interesting stuff. Right, and I'm looking into training towards that. And also, I've been working on, I think I've mentioned this one time, bringing out a publication for young STEM innovators, right? So that we give them a platform for visibility.
I'm going to stop you a bit there because you didn't talk about it before. So more insight onto that.
All right. So as a social entrepreneur, as someone who's looking into social entrepreneurship, I'm interested also in impacting young people, particularly in the STEM field. So I'm looking at working on a publication that's going to feature young people who are in Zimbabwe, STEM innovators who are doing amazing things, right? But most importantly, having to educate the people who don't really know what's going on, who don't really know, there's a chance that I can be innovative even at the age of 15, right? Reaching out to those people, educating them on what's going on, how they can do it, just impacting knowledge. So when I give access to knowledge, to information, and to visibility for STEM innovators.
Yeah. I think something you once mentioned in a conversation we had prior to this podcast was how, you want to do, help and make impact in, people's and, children's lives. But you mentioned something about you'd rather empower than just, do charitable things, give them something or just, which is something... we didn't really touch on it, but I feel like that was quite an insightful conversation we had on that particular thing. And I guess it fits into this whole publication thing and how you'd want to give and shed more light to people about the field.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. I will let you finish on your future plans. Sorry for cutting you there.
No, it's okay. I think I had mentioned most of the things, and you're just reminding me how I prefer giving someone knowledge, giving them the tools, than giving them, giving them the fishing rod and showing them the dam rather than giving them the fish, right? Because we really need to empower young people so that they can themselves be agents of change and not just be spectators of the change that is going on. And I'm really hoping able to do that. Maybe partner with other organizations like the Youth Talk that I've talked about. They're going to have career fair very soon in Binga. They're also looking for support for that. And I'm really hoping that I'm going to be present there and also you know, not just witness what will be going on, but also be part of a very transformative initiative that these guys are doing. Yeah, that's what I would say.
That's quite big. I honestly hope, like, through these partnerships, I mean, there's a lot you really want to work on. And I mean, whether it's partnerships or not, I hope, like, your name does grow and, like, the impact you hope to make is, you know, is made. And then, you know, you just grow as an individual in your career and your social entrepreneurship side. I just hope everything just comes to fruition. And then, you know, all your dreams and all your aspirations are coming true. I would genuinely want to thank you for being on this podcast with me, with us. And you, there are so many like touch points that I brought along, and I feel like there's depth and there's more depth into like the stuff you're saying. So hopefully one day we can have you back and maybe we could be talking on a, just one specific point. I really liked how you talked about mentorship and the ideas you have around it. So yeah, hopefully one day in future we could have you back on the podcast, and as you grow you're going to have more information and more experiences, so we'll definitely want to hear more from you again. So again, thank you so much. I really enjoyed doing this with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a joy sharing my journey and my story, and thank you for the wishes, and you know, thank you.
Okay, cool. So thank you, listeners, for tuning into Shasha Voices. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to hear more inspiring stories, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Remember, you can stay connected with us on social media at Shasha Network. Well, until next time, keep chasing your dreams and making a positive impact in the world. This is Valerie, signing off. Take care.